Good morning. Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show. We're here to talk about more and more and more guns because it never ends. There's more guns every week to talk about. This is the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket. I'm John.
I'm Jake.
And we're talking about some cool stuff from Ruger right now, but we're going to say that this segment is brought to you by our good friends at Tri-County Roofing. If you've got a lower flat pitch roof and you need a good roof put on that building, Tri-County is the source. They've been around since 1971, so they've been around a long, long time. They do excellent work. As a builder and a remodeler, I've used them for all my roofing needs for years, and they've always shined. Everything they've done has been right for me. They'll do it right for you, too. Tri-County Roofing is, you can link to them right on our website, which is thegss.com, or you can call them at 810-732-7740, and they've been a sponsor of the show for about 12 years now, I think, and glad to have them on board and working with them on a year-to-year basis that is just outstanding. You can count on them just like you can count on us being here every Saturday morning, God willing, and the creek don't rise. So, Jacob, we want to talk about 250 years of America.
Yeah. You know, next Saturday is the 4th of July.
Wow.
Well, this coming Saturday.
Coming fast.
Yes.
Coming
week
fast.
From today. And to celebrate 250 years, the semi-quincentennial.
I don't know what they call it.
250 years.
You 250
know, you
year
know
celebration. It's a lot of years.
It's a lot of years. So to do that, now Beretta's been around for 500 years this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not talking about Beretta.
So
we might be talking about the same company.
Same
soon,
company.
So, but
so a lot of companies have done some commemorative firearms
for this. Yeah.
Ruger has probably got some of the most.
Ruger has done an outstanding job of putting them out there.
We tend to talk about Ruger a lot, but
we love Ruger.
They're always coming out with something unique and new.
We're American and they're American.
Yeah, they're American,
so we talk about them. So
so this year Ruger's brought out a lot of commemorative handguns, rifles, and other things to celebrate the 250 years of America.
Well, we've looked at a lot of them, you know.
And then when I started looking, I realized there's a lot more that we haven't seen.
And what's the rough part is finding a store that has them in stock because they go so quick.
Yeah.
Because people are ordering them ahead of time, and you don't even see them. They just come in and they're out. People are taking them home.
Yep.
So, like, we were looking the other day trying to find some guns for a raffle, and we were looking at... actually 2025 guns.
Yeah.
They were beautiful guns, but we were looking for something that was 2026,
yep.
You know, for the 250th year. But, well, tell us about some of these, Jake.
Yeah. So the first thing, of course, when you think of Ruger, you think of the 1022.
Sure.
So they have three different 1022 available options for the 250 years. The first one is their standard carbine, barrel band, birch stock 1022, looks just like a normal off the shelf one. The only difference is the side of the receiver is engraved with, it says, made in the 250th year of American Liberty, which if you remember, not that you remember, I wasn't around, but I've seen all the Rugers from 1976, and they said made in the 200th year of American Liberty.
Right, right.
So this is not an expensive way to go if you want something just to commemorate the year in a firearm. This one, you're going to find it somewhere in the 300s.
Really?
For a standard 10, it's because there's nothing
just
special.
Standard.
This is a standard blued steel 1022 with a birch stock.
Okay.
Now, upgrades. There is a stainless 1022 rifle. Now, not a carbine, no barrel band. This is the longer barrel.
Yeah.
Incredibly engraved American walnut stock. I think there's an eagle, a flag, you know, how they do that
elaborate.
Laser engraving.
But it's only on half, though, right?
It's only on the right side of the stock.
Right
the left side.
Side
of the stock is not touched.
It's weird. It's just an interesting concept.
Yeah. It's designed to put on a wall.
Yeah.
It's designed to put on a wall. So
same
wording on the receiver. This one's going to be a little more money. But again, it is American walnut, stainless. This, you know, you're going to be in the 400s for this one. And the last 1022 that they're doing for the, well, as of right now, you know how they just surprise everybody with a Friday release.
Boom, pop out something new. It's a week, You know, every week they do something different at Ruger.
So one of the things Ruger's done, and it's going to be mentioned three times in this section, is the Liberty Blue Splatter Stock.
Man,
this is an American flag blue.
Yeah,
reflecting pool bottom blue. this one's sticking though, with a kind of a red and white paint splatter on it. They're calling it Liberty Blue Splatter on a 10/22 rifle. Again, not a carbine, but the rifle.
Yeah,
stainless rifle, Liberty Blue Splatter Stock. It has more of that, I say, like the target iron sights, a little bit larger. The rear is like more of an aperture sight.
Yeah.
They had this a couple of years ago in their anniversary ones they do every year.
Yeah.
It's a little more interesting. It's got the plastic stock. I like it, actually. It's not bad looking again. So
no, I think the stocks are beautiful.
Yeah.
I absolutely love looking at these stocks. I saw that, remember we were in the store and I saw that 223 one. And I was like, oh, look at that. And I said, just like the 22. I didn't know they were doing it until we saw them in the store. So these are out there and they're available.
These are out there and available. Yep. Those are three 10/22s they're doing.
Yeah.
Now, the American Rifle Gen 2, like you just said, with the Liberty Blue splatter stock, stainless spiral fluted barrel, ready for your optics.
Beautiful rifle.
Yeah. Now,
just eye-catching, like.
Website-wise, from Ruger, it's categorized as a 308. Now, are they going to do other custom calibers?
I would hope so.
I would hope so, but they've a couple of these, they're sticking to the very American calibers.
It'd be cool to have it, like, in 250 Savage or something for 250th year, you know? That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Or
Savage hasn't done that.
Yeah.
But MSRP,
maybe they
will.
Maybe that's what they're up to, you know?
Well, they got about a week left.
It's a good caliber, but, you know, celebrating the year of it, which would be from then on. But I'm sure somebody's thinking of stuff like that.
So these American Rifle Gen 2's anniversary ones, $769 is the MSRP.
Yeah.
Now, if you want something a little fancier, the stainless Hawkeye, you know, Ruger's real bolt action, not the American. This is their
the 77 Hawkeye.
Yeah, this is this Ruger stainless 77 Hawkeye, threaded in 308, engraved metal floor plate marking the 250 years. This is a beautiful rifle.
Yeah, no, we're talking MSRPs, so we don't know.
MSRP of $1,659.
Yeah, so
store is going to have a different sell price.
Yeah, it'll have a different sell price, but I wouldn't be surprised if you get that one for like $1,479 or something, you know?
Yeah,
but
if there's any left, right? They sell out these.
They sell quick.
The Ruger Collector Society is big.
They snatch them up.
Now, let's say you want something nicer than a stainless Hawkeye. How about a blued Hawkeye?
Yeah.
You know, in 30-06, now this is really actually stunning. Incredible American walnut black cap stock.
Yeah.
Iron sights at high gloss Ruger bluing. That's stunning.
It is beautiful.
Gold inlays, classic scroll work on the receiver and on the floor plate.
Wow.
Trigger guard, everything.
The Hawkeyes are nice rifles.
But this comes with the price point of gold inlays.
Yeah.
MSRP is $4,499.
Well, you know, in perspective, I was going to trade in some of my gold.
Yeah.
All I want to do is just get it. You know, I'm kind of in this thing right now where I want to have an outward sign of my Christianity. You know, I don't want to play middle of the road. I'm just like, no, I'm Christian, you know, and I wanted to get a cross. And I'm looking at these little crosses and it's like $1,000, you know, gold is so high right now, you know.
It is.
And so I thought, well, I'll get rid of a couple of nugget rings from the 80s I don't wear anymore and get it. And I was like, well, it almost paid for the cross.
Yeah.
But anyways, so gold, whatever you say gold inlay, you're going to spend for it. You're going to have big money into it right now. So plus it's the talent to do it. The talent pool's drying up on this stuff. So go ahead. What's next?
The Ruger number one.
Yeah, this one. I love Ruger number ones. They're some of the prettiest guns ever made.
They really are. This is it's a 250th. Anniversary number one.
Ugh.
But in 375 Ruger.
What a thumper.
22-inch barrel, iron sights. Again, stunningly walnut stock, blued.
It's got the gold inlays and
the
stuff too?
The gold inlays as well. Wow. This is a truly beautiful rifle.
This one I would hang on the wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I was looking for such artwork.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take a snapshot and put it on the wall. That's more my style.
MSRP on this is $4,299.
Wow.
So you're probably going to see it right under $4,000 in the stores. Now, comparatively, a non-250th anniversary number one, MSRP is $1,100 to $1,500.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And those are in different calibers.
Even
now.
In used, boy, they hold their value good.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
All right. Well, now,
handguns-wise, they have three handguns available for the anniversary,
yep.
for the 250th. The Super Wrangler in a special, like a dark purple color.
Yeah.
The Mark IV 2245.
Yeah.
And then the LCP Max, but that also has that Liberty Blue splatter grip.
Ah.
So, now, there is a fully engraved on the receiver, or on the slide, SR 1911.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's beautiful. $1,699.
Wow.
And then if you're a AR fan, don't forget Ruger also owns an AR company.
Yeah, they sure do.
So in their Kentucky.
Anderson, right?
Yeah, in their Kentucky factory.
Yeah.
Hebron, Kentucky. They make the Ruger ARs. They're making lower, stripped lowers. So you can start your AR with a Ruger lower with that same 250th anniversary marking on it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. MSRP cool. on those lowers is $129.
Wow. So for a strip lower, but it's a Ruger yep. strip lower.
It's a Ruger
so
strip
good.
Lower. So
that's well, great.
Yep.
Well, you know, I after all this, it just makes me, I keep looking at my collection and going, you know, I need to modify this and change this and adapt to this. But having a good start, you know, with a good gun, that's the important part. Building it the way you want it, that kind of goes to why we study this stuff so much,
right.
so that we do get what we want when it's all over with. Because you want to be content, and I feel that building a gun the way you want it is more important than going out and buying one that's close to what you want.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So almost everything I buy, I modify it in some way, shape, or form. And or take an older gun and fix it up the way I want it, whether it's changing the color of the stock or there's been plenty of times, you know, you've seen me mix and paint colors
yeah.
to develop oil-based stains out of oil-based paints to wash, you know, maple stocks and stuff and get better, you know, quality color out of it, you know. But anyways, be inventive, be creative, and have fun. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to go. We got more show coming up after the short commercial break, so hang on tight for more of the Gunsmith Show.